Welcome back to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, we're adding another house guest to the memory wall here. My guest made it to the final three both times he played. He also appeared on The Amazing Race, The Challenge USA. So please welcome the meow meow himself, Enzo Palumbo. What's up, Enzo?
Let's go. What's up, Sharon? How you doing? All right?
I'm doing great. Happy to catch up. We did run into each other at the premiere, and I had no idea that you made an appearance.
Yeah, no one knew about it. And it was hard to hold it in. But I told one person while we were at the bar, and I told Chada. I told her because I love her. She's just a great person. So I told her. She was like, "Wait, what? What?" I was like, "You're gonna see, yo." I had to read cue cards. I was like, "Yo," they gave me like a couple of hours to recite a two. I was like, "Yo, I'm not reciting two pages. There's no way. You better have cue cards." Like, "Yeah, we got cue cards. We got them." Like, "All right."
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't remember did you have to fly there or was it like green screen?
No, they were actually going to come to my house. And then like a day later, like, "Look, bro, it's just going to be too much for us to set up at your house. Can you come to LA?" So I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yo, you guys got to pick me up. I want my first class ticket. They're going to pay me, of course, to do it. They're going to, you know, drop me off the airport, pick me up too." So they said, "Yeah." So I was like, "All right, let's do it." You know what I mean? So they flew me out to LA. I was right across the street from, the Big Brother house right there, right there, and that was it. I did it. I walked across the street to where the house was. I did they had the whole green thing set up. It took about 40 minutes to shoot, and that's it. I was done. He took me into the backyard. He's like, "Oh, you haven't seen anything
I was yet?" Gonna say,
yeah, I saw the big volcano and everything. So I was like, "Yo, this looks crazy."
Yeah, I was gonna say, when was the last time you were out there? Did it feel weird? I mean, since 22, have you been there?
No, since 29. I haven't been here since 22. So it's always fun to go in there because it's like you forget a lot of the things. And then when you get like, you get access in and you're in there and you see all the studios and everything. So it's awesome to see it. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, there it is. There's like where Julie Chen would come out of and this and that." So you start to see like the little things that, you know, you forget about. It just like it's always fun. It's always fun to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess where to start is like, you know, you were just on The Amazing Race, so it's not like people haven't seen you recently. But for people that haven't caught up with you on social media or whatever, what is the life update? Are you in Jersey? Like, what's up? What are you up to these days?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely in Bayonne still. I'm here. We're about to get into the Little League World Series, and we're one win away. You know, so I got to say.
Are you?
I got to say that we play tomorrow night in Connecticut against New York. If we beat them, we're in the Little League World Series ever. First time ever for Bayonne. So I had to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, like, taking care of my kids always. So I'm divorced. So, like, my ex-wife lives in Nutley. So I'm back and forth there between the games, my daughter acting, singing. I'm just all over the place. I'm busy. And then I work a little bit out here, too, in Bayonne, in my hometown. I do a little bit of work out here, too. So I got to do something. You know what I mean? So I'm just busy. I'm busy all the time taking care of the kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do your kids think about you being on TV? Do they find it, like, what age are they? Do they find it cool? Do they find it, like, lame? Like, what do they think?
I think All-Star season, they found it cool. I think now it's like, yeah. But the funny thing is, like, my kids' friends love me. So that's
of course.
So they kind of like, he's whack, but he's not because all my friends love him. You know what I mean? So it's like, "Yo, I ain't whack, yo, relax. I'm way cooler than your parents, than your friends' parents. So like, relax, you know what I'm saying? Relax."
Exactly. It's hilarious. I guess going back to BB12, I don't know if I know your casting story. Did you apply? Were you recruited? Can you take me back to that time?
Yeah, it was a crazy story. It was my wife at that time's cousin was like a diehard fan of Big Brother. And she was going, that's when they did it in New York, like they still do it in New York. But we had to go personally there. No more videos. We had to personally go there. So she said, come with me. I was like, "All right, I'll come with you." I knew nothing. I knew about the show. I just never really watched it. I watched it season two because the one kid from Bayonne was on it. So I watched that a little bit. And then I was like, "All right, I'll come with you." I went with her. We went to New York. We were online for 4 hours. So she goes in, she comes out, she's like, she was like, her face was all red. She was like, "I did horrible." She was like so nervous. So they looked at me, they're like, "Are you going in?" So I was like, "Yo, you know what? I'm going in." I was online with all these people. I made friends with like people online for 4 hours. You started making friends with people from all over the place. So I went in there. There was a three, there was the ex that you got to stay on. There was the three people there. And they just went out and I just started making them laugh, bro. And I was in there for like 15 minutes. The one dude like started throwing kisses at me. She's like, we can shut this down today. That's it. We found like we needed to find and that was it, you know? So and the rest was history from there. Like I went another interview, went to LA and then I was on a show and I almost win the thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so when you were out in LA for like finals, do you remember seeing anyone on your cast out there?
My God, pretty much the whole cast. Like I
Yeah.
remember seeing Rachel, she stood out. She had like the red hairs, like she stood out. I remember Matt. I remember Monet. I remember Brittany. I remember Matt. Matt would like look over at me too, because I'd walk into places with the shades on already. I didn't even care. I was like, yo, this is it. If I'm gonna do this, we're gonna do this. So they were like, look, like Matt would look at me and start laughing. So I would look at Matt and go like this. But there was a whole bunch of other, there was like 100 people there. You know what I mean? So,
Oh
but
yeah.
I could definitely, I remember some of those people when I walked into the house.
Okay. So before the show, like, were you going in like, I don't need to prep. I'm not like, did you watch anything, or are you just like, I'm going in as myself. I'll adapt when I get in there.
You have when you're in sequester, they give you. You have to watch a full season. Back then is what they did. I don't know now. You had to watch a full season before you can get DVDs and watch movies. So I would have to watch. I would. So they would give you like one DVD at a time. When you would get done, you would call the girl. She'd come up, give you another DVD. So you would have to finish the whole show. I remember mine was season 10. I watched season 10 when I was in sequester, and that was a dope. That was a good season. I really liked that season. It was a good season. So that got me into it. And then I was like, all right, enough of this, yo. I want to watch the movies and chill. So you did have to watch a whole season before you went in.
Yeah. And then obviously when you go in, you link up with the three guys, you guys form the brigade, which is obviously an iconic alliance at this point. Watching season 10, like before going in, did you have any strategy of like, okay, I got to link up with at least one person, or I want to have a guys alliance, like any plans, or you just wanted to go in there?
I was thinking, yo, look, man, it's one of two things. Look, I'm either going to get knocked out first because they're going to think I'm too crazy, I'm over the top, or I might go far in this thing. If I could just implement who I am and just, my personality, I think I could go far, so that's where I was. And I think that whole saboteur thing and when they shut the lights,
Right.
that like worked into my favor. I'm quick on my feet. So I used that to my advantage. Like, yo, we were all on the couch, so it wasn't us. So we got to stick together. Yo, how about, yo? And then that's when I was like, yo, how about the brigade? And then I started nicknaming them and this and that. So that's when like my whole personality started to take over on day two. And I was like, yo, and I just used it. And I just, I used that momentum to go far.
Yeah, for the nicknames, is that something you do in real life or just came up with it? Like, how did that come about?
Now, where I'm from, we do. Everyone's got nicknames. Everyone's pretty much, or you're gonna get a nickname where it's like, this one's Dada, this one's this one, or this one's that. Like everyone's got some type of nickname. But the Meow Meow was like, I wasn't really called that in Bayonne, but I was like, when I just walked into the house, like you gotta understand, when you walk into this house, it's like, I don't know, it just it makes you like, I don't know, it gives you like some type of a life where it's like, yo, I gotta create a character now while I'm in here, yo. You know what I mean? So, and it just came to you. I was like, yo. You're gonna be the brains, the gremlin. You're gonna be the animal. You're gonna be the beast. I'm gonna be the meow meow. I just thought of being sneaky, like a sneaky cat, like from Jersey. I was like, yo, the meow meow. That's it. It just came to me, like kind of like there's a backstory to it from where I'm from. There is a backstory to it, but like when I went in there, I was like, yo, I gotta use this as like the sneaky character. You with the shades, the hat. It's gotta be him.
Did your friends back home, like, did they get a kick out of that?
Oh my God, because it was like. There was one night where there was a girl that like was it was like some girl we picked up at like a bar and we were all hanging out. Her and her girlfriends, we went back to like my boy's house. And she was just saying, she's like, whatever, meow, 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 meow. And all our friends, we were just like, yo, whatever, meow, 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 meow. So we would just say, whatever, meow, 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 just like drunk one night, just saying it. And then it just stuck with me. And then like I was like, yo, the meow, meow, yo. Sneaky cat, I gotta use this. Gotta be my alter ego when I come into this house. And this is like, I'm not liable for what this dude does in here. Once I put the hat and shades on, it's him now. It's not me. It's not Enzo. It's this dude. You know what I mean? That's how I used it.
Yeah, it's so, and I don't mean this offensively. I am from the Jersey Shore, and I remember in real time, that was the time that Jersey Shore was big. I was going out to the clubs, I was seeing Jersey Shore, and I distinctly remember Kristen getting evicted, and I saw her at the club like a week later, and I'm like, wait, what the? It was the weirdest thing. So it was like, I get like the nicknames too, because Jersey Shore, they did a lot of nicknames. It's a Jersey thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a jersey. Yeah, like I said, when someone likes you, you're gonna get a nickname, no matter what.
Yeah. There's still like some debate about whose idea this alliance was. I think Matt likes to take credit. What do you think?
Well, I named it like that. That's number one. And then when we were sitting, because Hayden, you got to remember, Hayden won the first HOH. So Hayden
Yep.
won the first HOH. So then, kind of like me and Matt were like a duel before anything, and me and Matt were kind of like going over the ideas. Yo, let's go to him. Like, let's propose something to him, this and that. But once we got in there, I was the one doing the talking, pretty much like, yo, this is gonna be the brigade. These are gonna be the nicknames. But as far as like the whole concept of it. It was kind of like me and Matt's kind of like brainchild. And then like Lane and just Hayden were just like, yeah, let's be about, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like Lane even says, like, I don't even know where Ezra's from. I don't know if he's from Philly, Jersey, but you don't know what's going to come out of his head. So again, like Matt won the HOHs too. So he had a lot of the power and he was doing a lot of the things too. But bro, that brigade was my thing. Like meaning like, that's all I had, bro. If it wasn't for that, I wasn't getting to the end. So I constantly was like, you know, the brigade, because Matt was starting to veer off with Reagan, Brittany, and Hayden was veering off with this girl, Kristen. Lane was in deep with Brittany. I was like, yo, I had to reel them back in. Yo, it's the brigade. It's the brigade. So I always kept it alive. Always kept it alive.
Yeah, you were like the glue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like, Enzo, you got some heat sometime about, okay, well, we'll talk about 22, because you did win in 22 a bunch, but you didn't need to win competitions either, right? Like, I think your social game obviously spoke for itself, and that helped you get very far. Do you ever, what do you make of that? And did you go into 22 thinking, okay, I got to win competitions this time, or you just didn't care?
No, the first time I was like, look, yo. I was like, look, I feel like I got the brigade. These guys win a lot of things. Plus, I'm really good. There's a lot of times where I threw a lot of things on BB12. But then BB22, I was like, yo, this is all-star season, man. I want to right from the bat. I want to win stuff right from the bat just to prove to people I can win things. Number one, people are going to want to like align with me and work with me. And I just to show people that I can win things. So that was like my whole ploy going into all-star season. I was like, yo, man, it's all-star season. Yo, you got to win things, bro. And then like, again, I won stuff early. I was in the lead for about a month and a half, and I'd also seen with a lot of comp wins. I had a POV. I had a HOH. I had a safety thing too. So, bro, I was right in the thick of things. So I was like, yo, let me slow down a little bit here now. Let me slow down and let me just kind of like go on cruise control here, because to win these things, to constantly keep winning, now you're gonna become a bigger target, So there's certain times where you gotta just stay in your pocket a little bit. And, you know, I did want to win a little bit more on BB12, because you do go into a slump. If you start not winning things for a while, you start to go in a slump. And now all the people start getting confident. So there's that fine line where you got to win things here and there just to keep that confidence level going.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to BB12 for a minute, and the brigade, do you guys keep up with each other? Do you have a group chat? Do you check in every few years? Have you not spoken to anyone? What's the deal?
You know what it is? Everyone's so far away, but through Instagram and like peeping people's stories and stuff like that, I like people's stories. Sometimes Lane will text me out of nowhere, like, yo, it's my birthday. He'll be drunk and just like with his friends and just want to hear my voice, we can laugh. You know what I mean? He'll text me out of the blue somewhere. Matt sometimes too will hit me up on Instagram and we like go back and forth. So that's basically it. We don't really like, you know, it's just like, yo, they live close. I'd hang out with them a lot more, you know?
Yeah, no, it's like high school. I always complain or like compare it to high school or like college or like an old job you had of like, you know, you catch up once in a while or on social media, but it's not like your best friends all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to ask about Matt, because obviously he had this big lie about his wife in the house. When you got out of the house and you watched it or found out, whenever you found out, what were your thoughts? And do you think that was crossing a line, or you're like, listen, this is a game. It is what it is.
Yeah. What was it? I forgot. Like, what was his lie?
She had like a disease, right? Like I forget what it was called, which is like a made up disease.
Yeah. So I guess she was trying to, in his mind, he was trying to find like a disease.
Sympathy.
That wasn't like that big, I guess, of a disease at the time. Really knows about, so he can get away with it. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I guess he was trying to do like some Johnny Fairplay thing or something, you know what I mean? Like where it was just to come up with something to cause a little controversy. But I'm like, look, yeah, that's just too much energy. Too much.
I loved when Andrew, who was like I guess a foot doctor at the time, was like, I've never heard of this. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Captain Kosher. I named him too. I was nicknaming everybody in there. Captain Kosher.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about Brittany for a sec. Obviously she was very close to Lane and you guys cut her at the very end and she was very upset about that. And I also think it sort of affected how she's played future games, right? What did you make of that when you guys had to cut her? She was very upset. Do you remember that time? And do you keep up with Brittany at all?
I think of that a lot too. So I'm like, yo, bro. You should have probably kept her. I mean, you would have had her and Hayden probably taking to the final two in that moment. I was so obsessed with this whole, like, we got to get to the end with the brigade and this and that. I really feel like I probably, at some point there, should have been like, yo, bro, she's sitting there in a dress. Bro, cut Lane right there, she's going to go into competition with a dress on. I was really thinking that at that moment. I'm like, ah, yo, just forget about it. Let's just go there and let's do this. And that's it. I really think about that to this day, too. What would have happened if I did that? You know what I mean? The what ifs come into play. But I love Britney. She's so awesome. She lived in New York a little bit after that, too. I apologize to her, too, because I was like, look, man, I thought telling you was the right thing to do instead of maybe not the way we did it. I'm sitting there. I'm coming out of the bathroom. You know, I'm coming out of the bathroom laughing. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Wow. We have to tell her. You know, we have to tell her. Like, looking like a dummy. You know what I mean? But it was definitely great TV at that moment. But I love Britney. She's so funny. She's so witty. She's great. Like, me and her definitely, like, when she came to New York, we hung out a lot, too, when she was in New York, living there for a while. She's awesome. I love her. I really do love her.
I know. Britney's great. And she's doing fine. So it actually ended up working out. It was good. Okay. So you get to the final three. Obviously, Hayden wins the tiebreaker, cuts you. How were you feeling in that moment? Did you know sort of what your odds were at that point to get to that those final two chairs?
Yeah, because I remember Hayden saying, why don't you cut Lane and we'll all go to the end. And then us two against Britney in a final three. And I remember, I was like, all right. But then I knew when we got to the final three, if I didn't do that, I feel like, all right, when we got to the final three, I think Lane was going to take me. I don't feel like Hayden was going to take me. I just felt like, yo, everyone, in his mind, he was like, yo, everyone loves you. There's no way I could take you. I have to take Lane. They don't love Lane as much as they love you. So I was like, oh, shit, yo, I'm in some trouble here right now, because I was like, yo, all my eggs in a basket with Lane right now, which I should have did the face competition a lot better. I really felt like I should have won that and had my own destiny in my own hands. When I lost that, it was just like, yo, bro, I'm in some trouble here right now. You know what I mean? So I was like, I got to go for Lane here. I was like, the only reason I looked them in their eyes and I was like, no, Lane, Hayden to me is lying to me. I feel like Lane would take me, but I'm scared that Lane might throw it. So he didn't have to take me, but he didn't throw it at the end. He did play that at the end, and he just lost in extra credit, whatever it was. Question, and that's where I lost, you know. So I was like, ah, bro, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, how do you think you would have done if you were sitting next to either Hayden or Lane?
I don't know, because I definitely would have brought the whole brigade thing up, and I don't know if Matt would have tried to get cute there in the thing. Jury, so I don't know. You know what I mean? There was definitely a lot of animosity as far as like the other people not thinking that I was smart enough to even play a game like that behind the scenes. But I was thinking, just alone, by just saying a brigade alone, no one knew that I should definitely win this thing. You know what I mean? You know, so that's what I thought in my mind. But again, you never know with the jury. You just don't know.
Yeah, it's so hard to read it at that time as well. That jury also, that your whole season, there's some great characters. Obviously, Brendan and Rachel have been on the show multiple times. Have you, like, who do you keep in touch with? Is there anyone you haven't spoken to since the show?
Since BB12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Annie hits me up here and there on Instagram on my stories when I post stories. Annie's funny. She's like, why did you get her? I was like, yo, you were the saboteur, yo. Like, we knew it. You know, I loved you. I loved you as a person. I think me and you would have been great allies. But if you had admitted to me that you were the saboteur, I probably would have tried to push to keep you and would have used you or whatever. And you could have used me or whatever we could have did, you know. But I love Captain Kosher hits me up sometimes. Man, who else? Like, some of the people just forget about, like, you just, I don't even know where they're at. You know?
Where's Kathy these days?
Oh, the sheriff. I mean, I think, yo, if I'm ever, where she's, I don't know, she was from Arkansas, I don't know where she was from. I would definitely hit her up. Yeah, she was stuck in the yolk and the glue. And that, oh, yo, that, yo, that was one of my, I love her to death. I'm not trying to make fun of it. It was just like her stuck on all fours. Like, what do I do? I was dead. I was like, yo, I don't know. I was like, I don't know, yo.
Brittany's retelling of that is iconic. Actually, that's a good question. We knew how funny Britney was from her DRs, but like in the house, did you guys realize how funny she was?
Me and her, like, you wouldn't think, like, she's from Arkansas and I'm from New Jersey. You would never think that we would, like, she loved my company, and me and her would always, like, just, like, crack on everybody, and we had our own, like, sayings for everybody and this, that. So we, like, me and her meshed in so good. That's why at the end, I think she was, like, taken back by, you know, but I was like, yo, you had Lane's back before my back towards the end, because you started getting real close to Lane. So, you know what I mean? But we just, yeah, like, with her, it was just, I don't know, like, we came from two different worlds, but we missed it so good in that house.
Yeah, no, such a fun season. Do you think that season holds up? Do you think it's one of the best seasons, 12?
I think there's a lot of big characters on that season. I think it was a good season. The thing is, like, people are mixed. It's like, the brigade was running things and all the votes were lopsided. So now I understand what people are saying, but then you got people saying, yo, that you guys ran the house. Like, you guys pretty much ran everything. And that's why when there's a total dominance like that, it becomes boring. So I understand. I get both sides of it. I get it. So I'm like, look, it was great for me, but I understand sometimes for a viewer, it could get a little bit boring. You want to see different action. You want to see, you know, people arguing, yelling. So I get it, you know?
Yeah. Do you think anyone's done it as well as the brigade has done it?
Yeah, you had, you had the, what's that? The season, what was that? The cookout. I was going to say the barbecue.
Yeah,
I was going to say the cookout. They were awesome. They did it to more people. So, you know, and it was kind of like Al Filosofio. You had to have a side alliance just in case if you got on a block and you had the votes, but you had to really stick to the plan, and they did it. They were like, yo, dude, we're here for a cause and we're going to do this. So my hat goes off to them for what they did. It was awesome. You know what I mean? So awesome for doing that.
Yeah. So going into 22, are you like, let me try to replicate the brigade. Let me try to link up with, you know, basically were you going in with a similar strategy or did you, what did you think about going into 22?
22, I was just like, look, yo, I was like, this is where I get a chance to like prove that, yo, my social game is one of the best to ever do this. Like, let's go in this house. I'm not calling anybody preseason. I don't know. I'm just going into this thing and we'll see what happens. So when I walked in there, I remember one night I hung out with Cody. We were in the city. It was at a function in there and we kind of like gelled. So I was like, yo, I'm going to use that. And this was years ago. So I was like,
He's a Jersey guy.
Yeah, he's a Jersey guy. I'm going to use that. That's the only thing I have right now to go off of. An Italian kid from Jersey. I hung out with him one night. We kind of like, he said he liked me. He said I was funny as hell. I'm using that. And I worked with that. And then I went off of that. And I kind of, you know, used my social game. And I was like, nah, but this time I got to win things to show that I could win things. So you either got to work with me or you're going to be scared to put me up because I can win things. So, and that was it. I was just quick on my feet and that's what I did. And I was like, yo, that's it. And I did it twice now. I made it to the both times on an all-star season with legends, champions, all-stars, you name it, whatever they threw at me. And I still got to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say there were a lot of, cause I remember that time there were a lot of rumors about who was going to be on, a lot of pregame talk. I don't remember your name coming up until maybe like right before the premiere. Like, I don't think your name was out there. Is that true? I don't remember.
Yeah. I think I was really kept like a secret. Nobody. And I'm always good like that. Cause I never reach out. I never call this one up. Did you get a call? You go, I don't do that. I'm just like, look, I'm going in there and I'm going to see how it, cause a lot of people, they try to, you think like, yo, you teaming up with this. When you go in that house, yo, one person could throw you off with this one and that one. A lot of that time. Yeah. If you got like, let's say if me and Cody were to go back in that house again, yes, of course. Me and him are going to be tight and it is what it is. You know what I mean? But a lot of times I don't like to do that because I just want to go in and see what's in there and I want to feel people out.
Yeah. It could be a detriment. Like sometimes you make too many promises. That's not good either. Exactly. So
like four people going in and now it's like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, nah, yo, just go in and play it the way it is.
Yeah. One of your big weeks in BB22 was backdooring Kacer. I think it was 10-0, if I recall. I think going in, obviously, Janelle and Kacer were sort of a target. They played together multiple times. How did that feel? And did you think, okay, the fans are probably not going to like this because they're well-liked? Or you were like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm in there to play for me. Like I said, I'm going to make me a legacy now. I'm going to make this dude that puts the hat and shades on, I'm going to give him a legacy now. And that's the way I was thinking about it. So I love Janelle. I think Kacer in that house was hurting Janelle. I think Janelle would have worked with me. I think we could have definitely did some things in that house. But I was like, yo, we're in this house 2 weeks. What, 2 weeks and some change? I'm trying to talk to Janelle about game, and then Kacer comes over and takes away from it. I'm like, okay. I was like, all right, so now I could see. Look, I don't think Kacer would have came out after me right away. I think Tyler and Cody were his targets, but I think I was right behind. I think it was right behind that. So I was like, nah. I'm going after Kacer. I got to get rid of Kacer.
Yeah. Linking up with Cody, obviously, and then him sort of, Tyler, all of those guys. Did you ever worry about getting to the end again, literally? And because Cody had also gotten to the end, right? And he brought his brought his best friend and lost. Did you ever think, okay, he can bring me, but then, or he can cut me because he doesn't want to make the, like, did you think about those situations?
I thought about those things too. That's what came into effect when I saw the vote with Nicole versus David. That was a big piece because, yo, I wanted, before that, I wanted to get rid of Nicole. I wanted her out of here. I was like, I want these champions out of here. It was only her and Ian as champions. I want them out of here. But as far when I saw Tyler and Christmas, how tight they were, I was like, nah, these two got a final two deal. The way they both came to me, they were like, yo, we got to get rid of Nicole here, this and that. But the whole time I'm telling Tyler, we got to get rid of Danny and we got to get rid of Nicole because they're in a group with Cody and that alliance is tight. So I'm telling Tyler this the whole time, making that my shield too behind the scenes. So when I saw that, I was like, nah, yo, I'm cutting Dave here, because I was like, I don't know where Dave is. Dave might be a number now for Christmas and Tyler. I'm gonna flip it and I'm gonna go to Cody and tell Cody what's going on here. And that to show that to Cody, like, yo, don't think that was a big piece. And then when I told him about the wise guys part too, because nobody ever told me about the committee. No one told me about that but Cody. So I was like, all right, since you told me this, now I'm going to tell you this. So don't get it twisted when we get to the end of this game. You're going to take Christmas, or you're going to take, Christmas's right-handed guy, too.
Memphis?
You're going to have to take me over this, because, look, they're playing you, too. So he's like, all right. So that's why I was like, I'm having my final two deal. If I can't get myself to the end, someone is, and that's going to be Cody.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, obviously it's an all-star season, so there were a lot of like runners up and stuff in there, but like, yeah, a lot of you that got to the end had gotten to the end before, so that's so interesting. God, I remember that night I interviewed you that night of the finale. I interviewed Nicole. She was very, very upset. How confident were you that Cody was going to cut her?
I knew when she came downstairs she was crying, but I knew before that when I lost in that second HOH comp at the end there, and I was screaming because I was so upset. Cody wins that, comes back, and he's like, yo, bro, calm down, bro. I told you I got your back. We made our plan. We get to the end of this thing and let the jury decide who's the better player. And I was like, yo, at this point, Cody, I don't even care no more, yo. I'm so upset at myself for what just happened. He's like, yo, I got you. So I was like, I knew he had me. I knew it. And then when I told him, when I stood up and I looked him in the face, I was like, bro, I saved her for you, bro. You have to take me. You crazy? So that definitely hit a chord with him, too. That definitely hit a chord. He's like, nah, I got to take Enzo. There's no way, you know? And I know a lot of America thought I was stupid. He's not taking Enzo. And a lot of people were just like eating crow at the end there. They were like, yo, Enzo was right. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I may look like I'm stupid, but I play that part very good, too. I know what I'm doing in that house. Trust me.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you think about, okay, if you had the decision, what you would have done?
Yeah, I love Cody, but yeah, it was definitely tempting to be like, yo, I feel like if I bring Cody's head on a platter to the jury, that's it. I think that's it. You know what I mean? And I was like, I'm like, if I win, I feel like if I win, maybe the HOH is at the end. Maybe that gives me more of an argument to be like, look, I just beat Cody head to head at the end in two competitions. Like, how are you not going to give it to me? So I was going back and forth with that. You know what I mean? So I was like, look, if I went at the end, I could probably take Cody. But I think at the end there, bro, I feel like I should have been better in my goodbye messages to just tell people how I was playing, why I did what I did. You know, I could have told the committee. I was the only one never in the committee, and look where I'm at. You guys had this whole big-ass alliance, and I wasn't in it. Look where I'm at. You know what I mean? So, and I could have told Memphis at Christmas, yo, Cody told me about the committee. That's why I told him about the wise guys. I could have been a little bit smarter in that aspect, and I think that's where maybe I could have got a vote or two out of that. I feel like I played such a really good game where I deserved a couple of votes, but it is what it is. At the end, yo, Cody, like, he just dominated competition-wise, and it was hard not to give him your vote, you know?
It's also, like, I really do think having experience being in the final two, talking to the jury, giving a speech, and then losing, you really learn coming back. Like, I think Cody obviously learned from his mistakes, and you obviously made it to the final three, but you hadn't been in the final two before. Do you think, yeah, his final performance, final speech or whatever, he had, like, a little bit of a leg up in that?
Yes, he did. And then they got me going first. So now he could rebut what I'm saying, too. So he had that on me, too. So I was like, and then I could tell I was catching myself kind of like disrespecting the jury at one point, too, saying this was easy as hell. And I was like, yo, wait, what are you doing? What are you saying? So it was the inexperience definitely came into play there for me. Definitely for me. And then, like I said, you do have a little bit of edge if you go second to where now you get to hear what they say and you get to like rebuttal some of the stuff that he says, you know? So that definitely helps out.
Yeah, I want to bring it up, Enzo, because I do think sometimes you get shit on and you have such a good social game. Do you think when, you know, the jury is laughing at your answers, is that like kind of disrespectful?
At the one point, I was like, yo, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, yo, I played such a great game. And I think when they saw it back, if they saw the offseason back, yo, Enzo was all over the place. He had his hands in everybody's cookie jar. He was playing a game unbelievable. Like, everyone thought, like, I feel bad for Enzo. There's no way he's going to get to the end of the night. Look what happened. Like, trust me, I know what I'm doing. And I feel like I kind of like where they kind of, like, they kind of second-guessed me, because I feel like if I do get back in that house again, I feel like I can definitely get to the end again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, that's how.
Well, you're a loyal player.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. If I'm gonna play with somebody, we're gonna figure this thing out. I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do behind the scenes, and I'm gonna get to the end of the game.
Yeah, the one thing I think as a returning player, the best thing you can have is like a history of being loyal, and I think at least you have that. You didn't really screw over your allies, which is big. Who should have given you votes? Like, who surprised you the most that didn't throw a vote your way?
I thought Dave at that point. I thought I was going to get one from her. I think Dave got upset at me because I voted him out. I thought Nicole would be up to you. I mean, this girl's crying. I'm like, you ain't going to give me a vote? I'm like, what is going on here, yo? I'm like, this is insane. He just got rid of you like that. Like, really, like, wow, I didn't even get that. I thought maybe Memphis or Christmas, just over the fact of Cody was in the committee and I wasn't, but man, I just, like I said, at the end, they were like, yo, they're just going to give it to Cody because he just dominated at the end as far as the comps. And that's it. It's an all-star season. We got to give it to the guy who dominated comps. And that was it.
What do you make of people who think Big Brother 22 is boring?
Like I said, I think they wanted more. I mean, there was a little bit of everything. You had your cat fights. You had, there was definitely some votes where it was like, it was some lopsided votes, but it's like, what are you going to do here? I mean, you got a bunch of people that played this before, have gone to the end. They know how to feed you what you want to hear. They know, you know what I mean? So it's not easy to do when you're playing against a bunch of, all-stars and legends and stuff like that. So it's not easy. You know what I mean? So I thought it was a good season. Again, you got to understand, there was no audience there. It was weird.
It was weird.
It was definitely weird. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, you guys were getting tested all the time too, right?
Audience to amp it up a little bit too. It was just weird.
Yeah. I didn't ask you, by the way, between Hayden and Lane, when did you decide who was getting your vote?
I remember when I had to come up with a question. I had to ask him. I just went back by this. I was like, look, yo, my dad hates me for giving it to rest in peace, my dad. But he hates that I gave it to Hayden my vote. He was like, he just got rid of you. Why would you? I was like, look, yo, I love Lane. I just feel like Hayden protected me a lot during the season. He won a lot during the season. He kept my name out of a lot of people's mouths too. And Lane did it towards the end a little bit too for me too. But I just went by like, yo, look, as far as the total package, I feel like it was Hayden. As far as winning things, getting blood on his hands more, he was doing a lot. So I was like, he deserved it more. And in my mind, he just deserved it more. And that's where I went with.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you think Hayden and Cody sort of rank in terms of winners?
I think they're both awesome, bro. I think you got to give it to Cody a little bit more because he's done it twice now. You know what I mean? He's got second place on his first season. And if he didn't take Derek, he definitely wins that season. You know what I mean? Yep. And then he does it on an all-star season and he gets a 9-0 vote against one of the best social players there is to play that game. So you got to give that to Cody. I feel like Cody's up there, man. He's definitely, if not,
I would agree.
Top three, one of the best to ever do it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Who do you still keep in touch with from 22 and who have you not spoken to since the show?
I try to keep up with people. Like, I'll peep people's stories here and there. Like, definitely Cody. He just got a newborn baby now. Congratulations to him. But, I try to hang out with him once in a while. Jersey Shore, we hang out, have a couple drinks and this and that. Because I do. His friends love me, too. So I go meet them wherever in, at Bar A or something in Belmont. Yeah. We'll have a good night, this and that. Tyler here and there. Who else? Like I said, it's hard because everyone's so far away. But, I'll peep people's stories. I'll peep, like Nicole's story here and there, Danielle's stories here and there. I try to keep up with everybody. Even who was the first one, the first girl that was evicted off our season? She was from season 10.
Oh, Keisha.
Keisha, I peep her stories here and there. You know what I mean? Like, There's people I try to like peep here and there, but again, we all know sometimes people catch feelings off the show and they don't even want to talk to you no more. So look, I respect the fact you don't like me, don't like me. It is what it is. You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't seem like you personally hold grudges. Is that true? You
would say? I really don't. Like, I really like, I feel like whatever happened in the house, I went after the player in you, not the person in you. But I understand, like, when people get out of the house, they don't like if I said this or that or whatever. So, look, yo, whatever you want to take to the heart, my bad. Like I said, after that, I feel like if we at a bar, let's have a drink and whatnot. And who cares? It is what it is. But sometimes some people catch some feelings and it is what it is. Yo, what are you going to do? Yeah, you know, like they get mad at me for making the first move on them, which, you know, I didn't let you make the first move on me. And now, like, you're mad at me. I'm playing a game. Yo, it is what it is.
It's a game. It's a game. Yeah. When did you ever watch either of your seasons back?
No, I have not. Really? I don't know why, but I know my brother just hit me up. The All-Star season was on Pluto just recently. And I was at his house, and I slept over his house. I was in Maryland, and I stopped at his house because he lives in South Dodgers by Philly. So I stayed over there for a night, and then we like, yo, on Pluto is the All-Star season. So I started watching like some episodes, and I'm like, yo, some of this... I remember calling Janella a bootleg Teletubby. I totally forgot about that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, when she was wearing a star costume. Like she.
Yes. Okay, like, that makes more sense.
Yes, I was like, yo, I started dying. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I guess I should watch it just to see how they edit me and like this and that or whatever. But it was definitely, we watched a couple episodes that night. And it was fun. It was definitely funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what did you make of the edit or what you did see from clips or stuff? Do you feel like they accurately portrayed you more or less?
My brother tells me, he's like, yo, man, they made you look like a rock star in All-Star season. So I was like, all right, then whatever. I ain't going to watch it. It is what it is, yo. Because there's definitely going to be times where I'm like, it's probably going to be a little cringy, like something I said or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'd rather not even watch it. It happened. It's done. I know what I did. I got runner up. I'm happy with that. I made some good money. I'm good. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, who likes to watch themselves back? Personally, not me.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I post my stories on Instagram, and after, like, 10 hours, I take it down. Like, I can't even
I do that, too. I'm like, wait, why did I post this? I look like an idiot.
After the first 100 times, it was funny. Then I'm like, all right, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that funny anymore, and I just take it down. That's it.
I have to imagine, but, like, when fans meet you, what do they want to talk about? What's the first thing they're saying, usually?
They love me from they love me from All-Star season. They do. They love me from that. And then they bring up the brigade. The brigade was awesome. Yeah, we loved it. You guys were awesome. The meow meow. That shit was great. Da, da, da. So they bring up All-Stars because they were like, yo, you were so great on that. And then they bring up the brigade.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you did have a run on the challenge. Listen, you got to the end of the Challenge USA.
Wait, ended. Yeah, you know what it is? It was just the pressure of having a partner with me, and I didn't sleep that night. I should have did it no matter what, man. I did it two nights before, like in the at dark at night, but I was by myself and not with a partner, so I was just going at my own pace and doing my own thing. That really bothered me, but yo, I made it to the finals on a challenge at 40-something years old. Won three eliminations, won a hall brawl, won a wrestling one. I'm like, bro, what are we doing? I'm wrestling against 20-something-year-olds. It don't matter. Yo, you got 20 years on me, man. You know what I mean? So I was proud of that. But like I said, I wish we can go back into that water and I could finish that off, because because they did call me back after that season. They were thinking about putting me on again. And I was I was like, look, I think I'm too old for this shit. Don't forget.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you... I don't remember. You don't know how to swim, or you're not the best swimmer?
I know how to swim. I'm just not the best swimmer. And that leg, that night, that day, the waves kept smashing me in the fucking face. I could not breathe. The water was fucking freezing and I couldn't breathe. And while I would breathe, the water kept smashing me in my face. Then I got this one telling me, do it this way, do it that way. And then the other teams, I was kind of like catching a panic attack in that minute. When someone's catching a panic attack, you just kind of like got to let them be and let them kind of figure it out on their own. I just kind of like cracked in that moment. And I was like, yo, get me the fuck out of here. Like, get me out. I don't even want to do this shit no more. And I regret that so much. I wish I could go back in there and do it, because I really feel like I could have definitely got to like the other shit, because I saw what it was. I don't know about if I would have climbed that mountain, but I think I could have got right before that and seen what would have happened. But still, nonetheless, I made the finals on something that, you know, like, bro, 43 years old, you know, against these people that are yo, you're talking about Olympic swimmers, triathletes. Yeah. I mean, they had Dallas Cowboy players on this thing. This shit was crazy.
Yep, yep. Did you ever have a conversation with Desi after the show?
I did. I didn't want to call her, but I did. I definitely hit her up on Instagram. I just, like I said, I'm like, yo, I apologize. I made a long ass email. I was like, yo, I bitched up, and I was like, yo, I'm so upset that I did this to you, because all you wanted to do was just compete, and you deserve better. You deserve better. And I'm like, yo, bro, in her mind, she was like, I can't believe. She was like, I looked at you at like such a different light, like you were like a beast, a monster when you got into the sand and you got to the end. You deserve to be there. And I was like, yo, bro. I was like, yo, Desi, like, I wish you get another opportunity at the end. She didn't. And the crazy thing is, the next season she did, and she wins the whole thing. And I definitely, you know, I hit her up again. I was like, you deserve that. And congratulations.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, you've been on a lot of shows, Enzo. When they call you up for Amazing Race last year, whenever that was, a year or two ago, what was your thoughts there, and why did you pick your brother, and did you have any other option? Like, what? Talk to me about that.
I was just thinking, like, to go through something like this. I know my brother's a real smart dude, so I was like, yo, he could do like the smart things or whatever, the pub, whatever, and I could do the other stuff, you know? So I was like, yo, he came right to my mind. And I feel like something like that, you need, I don't know, I think you just need somebody who you could just like snap on, and they could snap on you and be like, I just didn't want to bring like a friend on that show. I don't know. I feel like we were going to just be like arguing, but I mean, me and my brother were arguing too at points. I mean, I think that show, I think at certain points you're just going to be at like, you know, at each other's throats a little bit, you know, because it's just, you get frustrated. There's a lot of frustration with that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Did you enjoy your experience on the race or not really?
I did. I enjoyed the time, but I didn't like the driving the car, because you got the camera guys in your face and like, hey, you're going too fast. Or hey, I'm like, yo, I'm in Holland right now. I don't even know where I'm at. I'm trying to look at street signs. He's like, you can't stop in the middle of the road. You got to go. I'm like, which is it? Am I going too fast or I can't stop? So that kind of like, it throws you off. Like, you don't see that on TV, but when you're in a race, the camera guys like mess with you a little bit, and it just throws you off, man.
Yeah, I guess maybe I heard that at some point, but like, you already have like someone else in the car, your significant other, your sibling yelling at you about directions, and then the camera guy's also saying shit. You're like, okay, bro.
Yeah, I think he was saying like, we're going to have to give you a penalty. We're going to have to penalty. If you do it again, we're going to have to give you a penalty. I was like, do what? I'm going 50 miles an hour on the highway, and I took my foot off the gas just to see where I'm at, like to see, you know, where's the street sign. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm on the Amazing Race looking for street signs. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't tell a Jersey driver how to drive.
Exactly. And then what I found out, the camera guy that I had, a lot of people didn't like at the end. They're like, nah, he's dude. I'm like, all right, yo. Then that's what gave us the fucking worst one to start the season with. And it is what it is. But we fought. We got to the end. I probably should have did the thing at the end. But I was like, yo, Jackie, I've been riding the bike for 4.5 hours. If this thing is like climbing up or whatever this and that, I was like, yo, you're fresher than me. You got to go in there and do this thing. But a lot of people went in and did it. But I was like, yo, if it's something to do with math, then he's the dude, you know? So.
Yep. Yep. Did you ever worry that, because they're going in, there was a lot of groups of people, right? A lot of people from the same season, stuff like that. And there's probably some sort of strategy or pregame alliances or just alliances. Did that worry you at all? Like, okay, we're a little more like outside that group.
The one thing I regret, this is what I regret from Amazing Race. When we saw Chada and her sister in the parking lot there, when we got there, all we had to do was team up with them, and I think that would have helped us out so much, because we got to that parking lot before everybody. I gummed it. We read the question wrong when it was like, you should find a 2.5 hour parking lot. In my mind, I'm thinking we have to. And then at the end, they were like, no, we have to is different than you should. And I'm like, yo, this is what I'm trying to say. So now we're driving around looking for a 3 hour parking lot. We wasted, I'm telling you, no lie, 2 hours. Meanwhile, everyone's doing everything that's an added, and we were there before everybody. So I think like when we saw Hannah, and I tell Hannah to this day, I was like, yo, when I saw you in that parking lot, she was like, yeah. She was like, it was a blessing from God. Like, she loved me. I'm like a favorite BB player. She was definitely gonna work with me. And I didn't even just be like, yo, Hannah, let's just work together and let's just do it. That's what I had to do. Instead, I was so upset that we got last place in that ice capade thing that we had.
Yep.
We got less. So I was so upset about that. I didn't think clearly. And I just, let's just make an alliance with these two and we're good. And we can work with each other and that's it. That was the huge, me and my brother talked about this to this day. That was a huge mistake. I feel like we made that alliance with them. They would have just like, no, you could park the car here. And that would have saved us like two and a half hours right there. We were great. We were golden.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's always good if you're in a game with Hannah Chadha to team up with her because she's probably one of the smartest people I've ever talked to.
Yes. Yeah,
she's that girl.
Up to her. She's awesome.
She's genius. Out of the shows that you've done, which do you enjoy the most and which is the hardest?
I enjoyed out of what I did, yo. I was liking the Challenge USA. I was liking it because you get to go out and get out of it, get to go to a bar, chill, drink, this and that. But then once I jumped 50 feet into water, I never did that before, choking this, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with this show. I don't want to do this. So I would have to say All-Star Season. I had a lot of fun playing that. It was fun to be back in the house again after 10 years. And just the aroma of the house, just like, I don't know, just the noises, just being back in there. And it was cool. It was definitely cool. And then to get to the end again and be runner-up on All-Star Season, it was awesome. That's definitely my favorite moment, BB22.
Yeah, as we sort of wrap up here, Enzo, obviously people want to know, is Big Brother something you would do if they called again?
I feel like I'm becoming now the dude that, like, the older guy you cast now in these shows. But I could still, like, just the way I am, I feel like I can mingle with anybody. Whether you're old, young, whatever, if you're from Texas or you're from this area, that area, I feel like I could still, like, mingle with you. So I feel like I could be 60 years old. My brother last week, he's like, yo, you're going to be 60-something years old. We're going to call you to go back. You're going to have the shades on. You're going to still be doing the yo's and the da-da-da and the way you talk, and you're still going to get to the end. Me and my brother always joke about that. So if I do it again, I want to go in there when I'm like 65, and I just want to see what I could do at that. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be like Jerry in season 10, showing but
with a little
up.
Swag. With a little swag, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, he got far, too. I could see it.
Funny. He was like, you're a Judas. You're a Judas, yo. He had me dying.
My favorite was it at Memphis? He was like, I graduated summa. Someone graduated summa cum laude. Maybe it was Libra. And he goes, with low honors.
Yo, is he still around?
Is he still alive? He is.
Oh, no, they should have definitely put him on a cameo on this season. Brought him in here, did something. Oh my God, put a smock on him. You know what I mean? Put him in a lab doing something.
He's like 90-something years old at this point. But yeah, what a memory. And Enzo, any interest in other shows? Any shows that you would be interested in? Survivor, The Traitors, House of Villains? Like, I don't think you're a villain, but any other shows?
I would definitely love to do... I would do all of them. You know what I mean? I would definitely... Like I said, they've never put me in that category as a villain because no one ever tested me. So you know what I mean? No one ever really... Like, on The Challenge USA, you saw a little bit come out of me. When I started arguing with some people in there towards the end, and then when I said a big fuck you to everybody when I won the challenge, I was like, I don't even care anymore. Let's go. You know what I mean? So I think I don't think no one really wants to push me in that area, but I think if you do, like, you'll see a whole other side of me. You know what I mean? But you know, just to have fun with it. Just to have fun with it. You know, that's all. Just to have a little enemy or something to go at, or you know what I mean? Just a little animosity towards somebody or whatever the hell. You know what I mean? So, but I would definitely do. I would definitely try to do Survivor. I think that would be fun. I think I would be great on that. I think it would be fun. And then Traitors would be fun too, because I feel like there's a real big social aspect to that game.
Yep.
So I really would like to see how I would do on. So like being on that round table, and now there's no like behind the scenes right there. Now you're like face to face with people, and it's just like instant. If someone says something to you that you don't like, it's just like an instant reaction to that. So I would like to see how in that pressure cooker, how I would like kind of like what would come out of my mouth. You know what I mean? I would love to see that, you know? So that's definitely on the top. Traitors would be on the top. Survivor kind of like right underneath that. And then like whatever else after.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Cody struggled on the Traitors a bit. Cause you have to start out flying if you're a traitor. Obviously he did great on 22, but how do you feel like you do lying?
I don't, like I said, I'm at a point now where I just don't, I really don't like, like I said, I kind of use him. I don't want to say his name. I use him as like the dude if I lie. So it's like, it doesn't hurt my conscience. Like I'm, That's not me lying. That's that dude. You know what I mean? So I use that a lot to where it's like, yo, so it doesn't bother me at the end. It's just like, yo, I was playing a game and it wasn't really me, yo. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of people like, oh, like I never understood people that come on these shows and like, I'm not lying for $500,000. What are we doing here? But I would never do that for $500,000. There's no way. I don't care. Or they fall in love and like, 2 hours and they're talking about like you could get rid of me because I love you. I'm like, no way. I'm like, this is who you got to cast me on shows with because that's what I want to play against. Definitely.
It always is wild to me when they go on a show called The Traitors and don't want to lie. I'm like,
like, what are we doing? Like, yo, you get a chance, an opportunity where you could like reinvent yourself for just a month or 2 months or 3 months and just have fun with it. And who cares? I think people are just so like obsessive, like what people are going to say or what are they going to think of me? I'm like, yo, I got two little kids. I'm here to play a game and get to the end and make some money and get out of here. I really don't care. I really don't care.
Yep. The best players to me are the ones that show up as like almost like a business deal. I'm here for a check, but I'll make a little good TV along the way kind of vibe, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Because there is like with Big Brother. Yeah. You know, I know exactly how to play to where it's like, all right, I know how to play for the fans. All right. You want me to get into an argument with somebody and yell and get crazy. And when I win something, get someone's face. I understand that there's a time and a place where you got to do that too, because you can't do that from the beginning to the end. There's no way you're going to survive because that means you're going to have to win out. And there's no way you're going to do that. There's no way you're going
to. Yep. I think my last question I always ask people is just like looking back on obviously Big Brother, but also your reality TV career. Is it something that you look on fondly? Is it a positive experience? Are there regrets there? You're like, it was a great, it's a great time. I don't really think about it on a daily basis.
I feel like, man, I wish I would have did this in my 20s, man. I really, mm-hmm. I get like upset. Like, I'm like, yo, I was such a different kid in my 20s. I was ripped up. I had my hair slicked back, 8-pack. I was crazier. I was like more athletic, you know what I mean? In like my 20s. So it's like, man, I wish America could have like, or people could have saw that version of me than seeing me like kind of like married, two kids, came in there with like a little bit of a dad bod my first season. But then I got myself into some shape for All-Star season. So I feel like I could have gave it like, so, because, yo, you got to think, like, my first season and coming back 10 years later is, like, so much time. You're such a different person, too, in those 10 years, too. So, that's a little regret. I wish I would have did it in my 20s instead of, like, in my 30s and 40s. But, I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, in really good shape in my 40s right now. So, it's like, shit. I mean, you know, I kind of feel like it's to my advantage a little bit, too, now, you know. So, but we'll see.
Listen, I personally wish they cast quote unquote older people. Anyone over 35, 40, like cast more people like that. To me, that's fun. I get why they cast like the 20-year-olds too. We need those, but like a full cast of 20-year-olds who are single is like boring. Like that's for Love Island.
Yeah, exactly. That's too much. You need like some people that are kind of, you know, been through some things, understand on
set in their ways.
A little bit more savvy, a little bit, you know what I mean, quicker on their feet, been through some things in life, and that you know, that makes a real good player too.
Yeah. Well, Enzo, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This is so fun catching up. Yeah, it's been great. Thank you to everyone listening. Please like and subscribe as usual, and we'll be back next week with another house guest. And yeah, just thanks again, Enzo. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was awesome. Yeah, it was like a couple years in the making. Like we were trying to do this, and we finally... Yep. And it was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.